Hey, y'all out there, this is Bo Billingsley, the voice of Jet Black and the Fourth Raikage. You're listening to The Night Nerd. Stay tuned, because all kinds of good things will be happening.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Friday the 13th, and we're going to talk about what you want to talk about. All week, we've been talking about creepy clowns, and a lot of you, even though it's not a real phobia, are afraid of clowns, which is really, really interesting. I've been called a lot of names this week by people that I love and hold dear because of the viewpoint I've had. But today, we're going to take a little break. If you were on our Facebook earlier today, you noticed I was at one of our local tattoo shops, who will be going for a few more hours tonight, getting a Friday the 13th tattoo and helping out with the whole process of Friday the 13th. And it's really interesting. So I thought today we'd just take a quick look at how Friday the 13th became such a big thing in tattoos and why it is essentially their Black Friday. Now, this year's not too bad, but there are some years where you get three or four Friday the 13th in a year, and it's pretty crazy. But it all started back in the 90s, as most things do. So there's a guy named Oliver Peck. He worked at Elm Street Tattoo, ironically enough. Friday the 13th stuff started on Elm Street, but in Dallas, here in Texas. And he decided he wanted to do something big. Dave Lum, who's a big tattoo artist, had a big Halloween thing he always did, so Peck was like, you know what, I want to do something equally as awesome and equally as crazy. And so on Friday the 13th in 95 at his old shop, the Paradise Shop, he started this thing for 24 hours. He and his crew tattooed drawings that had some variation of the number 13 in them. Whether they were, like, hidden in there, or, I mean, none of them were ever really hidden. If you saw mine today, it was an NES cartridge, and the one was the little rib part, and the three was on the logo, but some of them are just a 13. Like, I have a 13 in the Egyptian hieroglyphics on my shoulder. There's a lot of different ways that these can go down. And he was like, you know what, we're going to do this. And so he literally opened the floodgates. There were so many people that came out for this. And it's become a staple of tattoo culture since. A lot of people give it credit because, you know, it's $20. $13 for a tattoo, $7 tip for good luck. And you look at most shops, their minimum is around $80 or $150 for an hour, so that's a lot more than $20. So a lot of people who want tattoos but maybe can't quite afford that big $150, $200 price tag come out for a $20 tattoo, and which is great. There was a quote I read from Peck where, you know, he said, you don't have to profit at your business every single day of the year. This is what we do to give back to our customers. And I think that's a really cool idea that you don't see from a whole lot of businesses. You don't see them taking one for the team, as it were. And that's really fun. And when I say worked this, all I did was paperwork. That's all I did. I didn't touch anybody, didn't draw anybody, I didn't do anything. All I did was paperwork and stuff, which is still hectic. Really, really hectic. But there's other tattoo shops, newer ones, where the artists there, you know, they're like, hey, no, this is like hearing somebody talk about fighting in a war, serving in a war. We don't want to be part of this. This is from an era gone by. We don't think it's worth our time. And honestly, I think that's kind of sad. You know, this is part, even though it's only, 22 years old, it's still part of the culture and part of tattooing at this day and age. And I think it's really something that, not that my opinion matters to tattoo shops, but, you know, this is something that brings people in, and that's why you see a lot of people that do the 24-hour marathoning. It's crazy. And the numbers, you know, more than just Friday the 13th, you know, they play a big role in it as well. There were, back in the day when sailors were the only people getting tattoos, they would get the number 13 tattooed on them, and it was seen kind of as a reverse bad luck thing, in the sense that evil or bad luck would come their way, and they would see that number 13 and be like, oh, this guy already has bad luck, so we're gonna move on to somebody else. And I think that's really interesting. And then you also get, you know, numbers playing in the games and stuff, and really just 13 with the taboo that's on it, this brings a nice fresh view and an anti almost taboo take on the number 13. So it's a really cool tradition. I've done it not every Friday the 13th, but I have four of them. And Peck, the guy we were talking about, he claims to have over 100 Friday the 13th tattoos, which just blows my mind. He said there was one time he got, on one Friday, he got 13 of them. And I think that's crazy. Today a guy came in the shop I was helping at, which the shop I was at was Flamingo Ink in Lubbock, Texas. The guy came in and he was making the rounds to all the tattoo shops in town to get a 13 tattoo, which I thought was kind of cool. You know, that's a fun little treasure hunt, I guess, if you could call it anything. So there's, for it to not be so old, there's a lot of history and a lot of standing. I think the cultural phenomenon and the impact of Friday the 13th tattoos is something that's super impressive and not to be taken lightly. And yeah, so if you haven't already, you know, go out to your local tattoo shop and get a Friday the 13th tattoo. If you don't do it today, the next one is in March, I believe, either March or April. So you can do it then. So yeah, go do that. If you did, send us a picture on Facebook. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Just look for The Night Nerd. We'll show you ours if you show us yours. That's for sure. I'll post my picture and hopefully get to see some other ones. While you're out there on our Facebook, make sure to check out our contest where we're giving away an SNES Classic. Everybody wants one of those for Christmas. So it's real simple. You just have to tell your friends about the page. All we have to do is get to 500 likes. If you're listening to us on iTunes or Google Play, make sure to give us that little like, share, and subscribe. Leave us a good review. The reviews are how we have these fun contests, and everybody wins from it. And when I say us, you know, not just me, make sure you check out the guys over at Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words. They're on every Sunday night. It's a great show to catch up on the latest news in nerddom. We also do our monthly show, Family Sounds, which we had a new one coming up pretty soon. We're pretty proud of. Check all those out. If you want to talk to me directly, you can email me, thenightnerd@outlook.com, or just nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I respond to each and every single one of those emails. So that's going to be it for me. Again, I'm Lance. Everybody have a safe and happy weekend. And tune in next week when we're going to talk all about werewolves.